Chapter 9.
You and your rebel troops survey the icy field. What had once been empty, sunny, and cold as death now bristles with machines of war. Troop transports are unloading platoon after platoon of white-clad stormtroopers, the terrifying faceless pawns of the Empire. But these the rebels can handle. It is the Snowwalkers that worry you. They trudge along like motorized skyscrapers, or maybe more like steel elephants on stilts. Four-legged, tottering hulks with cannons instead of tusks. The bright orange of your pilot's jumpsuit makes an inviting target against the snow, you realize. You wonder who decided on orange. Usually military uniforms are camouflage. Orange is only camouflage once you're going up in flames. The cannons on the closest walker blaze to life, sending bright red bursts of laser fire directly at the rebels' trench. The ground shudders at the impact. Okay! You bellow to the troops manning the guns on the ground. See if you can hold them! Pilots, mount up! You open the hatch of your snowspeeder, a small ship, outfitted with two seats inside, back to back, for a pilot and a gunner, two laser cannons, and a harpoon gun with a tow cable. That, in particular, makes you feel safe. Nothing strikes more fear in the commander of an enormous steel war machine than a harpoon gun. Someone should have told the designer of the snowspeeders that these elephants are made of steel. Your gunner, young and fresh-faced, climbs in behind you. "Hey, Luke," he says. "Feeling better?"
"Like new, Dak. You?"
Young Dak turns around to shoot you a brave smile.
"I feel like I could take on the whole Empire by myself."
"I know what you mean." You grin, still looking at Dak. You notice his downy cheeks are pale and drawn. And for good reason. Every rebel on Hoth won't be enough to rebuff this small contingent of Imperial troops. Not nearly enough. Dak knows it, and so do you. Nevertheless, within minutes, you and the other speeders are flying across the quilted ice, locked in on the hulking behemoths of war.
"All right, boys, stay together now," you call.
Dak's high voice is shaky.
"Luke, I can't get a read on them."
So you say,
"Steady, Dak."
You lead the speeders into an attack formation. Two blasts explode just off the speeder's starboard side. You bank hard right, circumnavigating the explosion and flying out wide to the beast's flank, where its great tusk-like guns can't hit you. Then you kick up the accelerator and aim at its legs. You with me, Dak?
"I'm okay, sir."
He doesn't sound okay. From the trenches in front of the base, rebel fire keeps the platoons of stormtroopers at bay, preventing them from rushing the power generators. This is the point of the whole attack. No power generators, no shields. No shields, and those star destroyers up in the sky scorch the rebel base into oblivion. But the rebel fire is doing nothing to slow the Snowwalkers, which are lumbering inexorably onward, laser blasts bouncing uselessly off their armor. Your craft approaches the lead Snowwalker. Another speeder skims the snow just behind you. Then it explodes.
"They got Rogue 7!"
Dak yells. You grit your teeth.
"Stay with me, Dak. We're coming in."
The speeder darts between the Snowwalker's tall, double-jointed legs.
"Now!"
Dak might be nervous, but those young hands are steady. His blast explodes directly on the underside of the walker's head.
Your stomach turns over.
The walker is moving forward, entirely unaffected.
"Forget the blasters!"
you shout into the intercom. Other pilots are cursing. You pause, and then you think of elephants.
"Use your harpoon and tow cables! Go for their legs!"
A pilot's voice crackles through the transmitter.
"Will that work?"
Lasers are exploding all around him.
"No idea, but the blasters won't."
"Luke!"
Dak's voice is laced with panic now.
"Luke, we've got a malfunction in the fire control."
"Hold on, Dak. Focus on the tow cable."
"Luke!"
"Stay focused."
You're steering toward another Snowwalker.
through a crushing volley of lasers and shrapnel. You're getting closer. The snow rushes beneath the ship. The great beast is growing before you. The sounds of explosions, crunching snow, and buckling metal are nearly deafening. Ready, Dak? There is no response. Dak! You turn around. Dak's head is slumped over to one side, and his body lies limp against a blinking control panel. Blood is clotting in his hair. You swivel back to your steering columns. You feel sick. You take a deep breath. Your eyes are open, but you do not see. You are breathing in and out, in and out. Dak is dead. Yes, and you cannot change that. Lesson Iota. Peace in a time of crisis. What? Meditate? Luke's gunner and friend is dead, and he's supposed to meditate? Yup. I mean, he could give in to rage or despair, go out in a blaze of glory, or turn tail, run, seethe, weep. Those would all be normal things to do. But those are, at best, the paths to defeat. At worst, they are paths to the dark side. Think of something that has upset you, my young friend. Something that makes your blood race through your veins, or brings up an uncomfortable bulge in your throat when you think of it. When someone teased you, or lied to you, or hurt you. Please, think back to such a time. Now stand on one foot, or balance the book on your head, and breathe. Have someone count to 30, or time yourself. See if you can focus only on your breath. Nothing else. Did it? It isn't easy, is it? Go ahead. Keep trying. You're making progress. I can tell.